Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What's happening over in Poland?
Poland, the Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, is telling the doctors that they must put the law over their faith and to perform abortions despite their Christian belief. Now, this happened.
He's telling the population of Poland.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
This is serious. He says that basically that the nation's been involved in a nationwide debate over abortion when a Catholic doctor refused to perform the life-ending procedure on a patient even though the fetus had severe abnormalities. And so, you know, apparently there's some sort of justification that if a child is born, going to be born in a certain way, then obviously that in their mind it's a legitimate reason to actually commit murder. Mm-hmm. Without, you know, saying, hey, listen, this is still life. You know, this is what God has allowed you to have. Mm-hmm. And so it's a huge deal going on over there. And what he continues to
that's
say,
huge.
It's huge. I mean, it's really huge because the Christian Post is reporting this. They go on to say that basically he says he must disregard, regardless of what his conscience is telling him. This is what he's saying now. The Prime Minister of Poland, regardless of what his conscience is telling him, the doctor, he must carry out the law. This is a quote. And he says that every patient must be sure that the doctor will perform procedures in accordance with the law, in accordance with his duties. And it's like, wait a minute. The government, no government has any right to trump God in your personal belief.
And
zero.
The huge thing that he's saying is that you will kill this child.
Oh, yeah.
You will sacrifice this child to Moloch.
That's right.
You know, that was the one God that God hated the most, the false God, which is no God at all, because they would sacrifice their children to mm-hmm. this God. Mm-hmm. Probably another name for this God is greed, convenience. Self. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, why would we take somebody's life? And they're actually saying the law. And we got to get to that point where we don't use the law as an excuse to sin. We actually have to stand up. When the law is unjust, as Dr. King says, it's not a just law at all. It's not a law at all.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And murdering someone, you know, in the womb, somebody's telling you, you're going to have to say, you cannot say, well, God, you know, I really didn't want to do this and kill these folks.
Right.
But, you know, it was the law.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And that's actually the argument across the world right now.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. According to what they're reporting, that 3,000 doctors, 3,000 of them, which is, I didn't know this, but apparently Poland is known as a Catholic nation. They have signed the Declaration of Faith, vowing that their religious conscience will guide their professional life. Mm-hmm. And how important would that be for believers to say that my personal relationship with the Lord is going to govern the decisions and the choices that I make in my life, whether that be profession or not. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's so many that will put their religion, their relationship with God aside when it comes to their business, when it comes to what can be said. Well, you know where I work, you can't say those things. You can't bring up Jesus.
So. Which means you're putting God on the side. You're not putting your religion.
Exactly.
You're putting God. God doesn't say, okay, I'll step over here for a moment. It doesn't happen like that.
No, he doesn't. And
well,
so
that's good.
Well, I'm just saying it's just important just to realize that, hey, you know, that may be happening in Poland, the killing of babies and putting God aside. But what are we doing here? What are you possibly doing to sacrifice your relationship with God and putting God away just for the sake of personal gain or not being persecuted and going along with the crowd?
And you think about it. You see people doing, they're trying to change the laws of the land. That's what they're trying to do. That for years, this was illegal, that was illegal. It was biblically in alignment with what the Word of God said. But all of a sudden, people said, well, we just need to change the law. If we change the law, then that changes God. And when it's legal, then you can just do it. It doesn't even matter anymore.
When we talk about Roe versus Wade, we tend to forget that up until 1973, up until...
It was illegal.
It was illegal.
Right.
It's only been legal for a short amount of time. I mean, still long enough, but up until that point, it was absolutely illegal to kill and murder a child.
And the Texas, they just won this pro-life bill that just came through, where they were trying to say, if you are a pro-life doctor, and when I come in for an abortion, you have to put a sign outside. Let me know that when I'm coming in there, you're going to tell me about the ramifications of it. You have to warn me. And so they try to make this law out there so that would keep people from saying, I don't want to be distracted from killing this child. And they lost it. The pro-life viewpoint won, and they don't have to do that. And it's like, you know, we need to stand. Some great things are happening.
Yeah.
But even if the law says you can do this, if God says you can't, that's the moral aspect of what we have to do with God. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's moral. And just because it's moral doesn't mean it's legal. Sometimes they overlap. But we got to get back to find out, what is God's law? What does he expect from us? And understand this, that there's huge ramifications, eternal ramifications of not walking rightly before God. Despite what anybody says,
yeah.
Jesus said there'd be weeping and gnashing the teeth. He said, I never knew you. He said, if your hand offends you, your eye offends you, if your foot offends you, cut it out. Not to cut the baby out, cut your own, the things in your life out that allows you to be able to walk with God rightly. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.